This is HPR episode 2042 entitled, My Podcast List, and is part of the series, Podcast Recommendations. It is hosted by Gainok and is about 17 minutes long. The summary is, just a listing of the podcasts I listen to.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hi, this is Ken. Just a quick reminder not to forget to go and vote for HPR on the podcastawards.com website. Thank you.
Hi, Hacker Public Radio. This is Jane Dock. It's been a little while since I recorded an episode. I understand that HPR is looking for shows right now, so I thought I would do, I don't know how long this is going to take, but tell you about the podcast that I listen to. I own an iPhone. It wasn't really my choice. My husband got it for me as a Christmas present, and really, I don't like iOS very well. I do use aviation software on an iPad, and it's kind of hard to use a similar application on Android. So what I tell people is I only use iOS because it has this particular aviation application. But anyway, I have an iPhone, and I use their default podcatcher, which is just really terrible. I just can't stand it. I should just put out a few bucks and get another podcaster from the App Store, but I just haven't really gotten around to that yet. It seems like with every update with iOS, or for the iPhone anyway, they redo the podcatcher, and it's just not improving. Nonetheless, let me go down my list. I have about 11 podcasts that I listen to. So first is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. It's the NPR news show. I've been listening to this show since they first started years ago. I think it was about the year 2000, maybe 1999 even. So I've listened to it from the beginning. It used to be an in-studio show where they had like four people talking about the news and quizzing people, and now it's in front of a live audience, and usually in Chicago, but they travel around the country, and they do, it's a quiz show about whatever news happened during the week, and it's funny. I like it. The next one is the Pi Podcast, and I just started listening to this because I enjoy Linux Luddites. I like those British guys, and so one of the British guys started doing their own podcast just for the Raspberry Pi. It comes out every couple of weeks. It's about 30 minutes, and they talk about whatever is new with the Raspberry Pi. They also do interviews, which are interesting. Next is the NPR Politics Podcast. I do like NPR, National Public Radio. That is put out. NPR is based in Washington, D.C., and it's public radio in the United States. It's kind of a similar thing to Voice of America. I don't know how much of an overlap there is. When I lived overseas, I listened to Voice of America, and it seemed to have kind of a similar kind of style to it. Anyway, NPR Politics, there are five or six NPR political correspondents. They cover different parts, and specifically this presidential election year 2016 in the U.S. People who work in politics just love this stuff, and so they're putting out this political podcast, I think just for 2016, Usually it's once a week, but sometimes it's more than once a week, depending on what comes up in the news. This year's presidential election in the U.S. has become more interesting than it usually is, with Donald Trump and Bernie Sanders, and they like to talk about what happened with the news, with politics. Next is the two Dan Carlin podcasts. I listen to Geek Speak, which is further down on my line, and you could tell I pick up new podcasts by listening to other podcasts, but the Geek Speak, one of the correspondents on Geek Speak talked about how much she enjoyed listening to Hardcore History. Dan Carlin, he's an American, and he says he's not a historian, but he really enjoys studying and talking about history, and he's been doing this for a number of years. I started listening in on his narration of World War One. I never understood World War One, and I'm a highly educated woman, but just whenever I took history classes, we never quite got around to World War One. I think part of it is because it was 100 years ago, and it was in Europe, and the U.S. was a part of it, but wasn't a huge part of it. And it involved a lot of old empires and old alliances. And Dan Carlin just did a wonderful job of talking about what World War One was really all about. And he had, I think there were either five or six episodes. It was called Countdown to Armageddon. And he doesn't really tell you what the Armageddon stood for until the very last sentence of the fifth or sixth episode. Each episode was about 4.5 hours. The first month of the war, it took him 4 hours to describe the first month of World War One. Absolutely riveting stuff. He also has done podcasts about the fall of the Roman Empire, or rather the transition of the Roman Republic into the Roman Empire, which is just incredibly interesting stuff. He also did one on the Mongol Empire with Genghis Khan. He says Genghis Khan instead of Genghis Khan. His latest podcasts are regarding the ancient Persian empires and the kings and their relationships with ancient Greece. Great stuff. I love it. I was a science major in college. I'm a medical doctor. I took some history when I was in college, and just really for fun more than anything else, because I loved it so much. But when I take my long walks and my long hikes, you just kind of get absorbed into these stories and the history that Dan Carlin talks about. He has another podcast called Common Sense, and that's more about his take on what's happening with current events, the current political situation, you know, what's the deal with delegates and what's the deal with Donald Trump. It's fun. I don't know how seriously I take it, but it's fun to listen to. Next on the line is Linux Luddites. I've been listening to them pretty much since the first few months they started playing. I think I first heard Linux Luddites because it was on an HPR episode. So thanks, Ken. That was a good idea. It started out with two British guys from London, I think. And then they just got a third guy named Jesse. They like to, it's fun to hear people from across the Atlantic Ocean talk about Linux. They kind of introduce the Raspberry Pi a little bit. They talk about Android a little bit. I just like their take on things. It's every 2 weeks, and it takes about 2 hours for them to get through it. They talk about news. They discuss feedback that they receive. Next on my list is Hacker Public Radio. That's all I'm going to say about that. Geek Speak is the next podcast along the line. Geek Speak is produced by a public radio station in Santa Cruz, KUSP. And I was just looking for a podcast one day, and I came across it. And it used to be a call-in show. So these guys would go to their studio in Santa Cruz, and they would take phone calls that people would ask them. And you could just see people would ask them, "My computer's really slow. What do you think's going on?" You can just see them their shoulders slump. And, oh, gosh, well, you know. Right now, they do more of a studio recording and then play it on the radio during I think it's Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock California time. And then they put out a podcast. These guys are real geeks. Right now, actually, one works at Facebook and the other one works at Netflix. And so these guys are really in the industry. They have a good perspective on things. It's always fun to hear about happenings in the Central Coast of California, because I live in New Mexico and all I can do is think about, yeah, it would be really nice to be in Santa Cruz right now. They really like Star Wars and Star Trek, and they like to talk a lot about that sort of thing, which is fun. Next is Card Talk. Card Talk's been around for a long time. One of the guys actually died, gosh, about a year ago, I think. These two brothers, Tom and Ray, they ran an auto mechanic shop in, I think it's Cambridge, Massachusetts. They both have doctorates from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, but they ended up kind of being auto mechanics. But they did this local radio show in Boston, I don't know, maybe in the 70s, which is a local thing. And then when NPR wanted to kind of expand and do a wider variety of shows, one of the correspondents heard of their show and asked them to produce it on NPR. And at first they rebuffed her. They're like, "What's this New Yorker coming and telling us Bostonians what to do with our radio show?" But eventually they came around. One of the running jokes is that they really like the Dodge Dart. And this correspondent who was talking to them and trying to convince them owned a Dodge Dart. And that's how she convinced them to go on NPR. They're really funny. It is a call-in show. And these are all old shows because one of them is no longer alive. And it's starting to get to where I'm listening to shows more than once. I hear shows that I've heard way back when. But I still download it. I still listen to it. Next is AOPA Live. This is an aviation. It's actually a video podcast. These pilots, the Airline Owners and Pilots Association, rather Aircraft Owners and Pilots Association, AOPA. It's about a 15-minute video feed every week. They're really obsessed with what's happening in Washington, D.C., and they like to show a lot of videos of airplanes flying. It's pretty cool, including space stuff, space shuttle stuff, which is kind of neat. Next on the list is the Linux Link Tech Show. This was really the first Linux-based podcast that I ever listened to. I listened to it back in episode 152, and they are about at 656 now. They say that they're coming up to show 666, the mark of the beast. They have different people coming on. They like to talk about Linux. They talk about guns. They talk about all kinds of stuff. They talk about food. It's just fun to listen to these guys. Now, the last podcast I wanted to talk about was actually the main reason I wanted to record a show. And in fact, what got me to do this podcast right now was I was just listening to this podcast, and I thought, boy, I should really say something about this to HPR. Frank Delaney's Rejoice, and that's REJOYCE, Rejoice. Frank Delaney is he's a scholar. I'm not really sure what he's a scholar of. I think he's a Joycean scholar, but he's from Dublin, and he's written a lot about Ireland, and he just really loves James Joyce. He started this podcast 5 or 6 years ago. The idea is he's taking the Book of Ulysses by James Joyce, and he's going through it sentence by sentence, word for word, punctuation mark by punctuation mark, and he's explaining it. And I'm of the belief that in order to really be a learned person in this world, you really should know something about Shakespeare, and you really should know something about James Joyce. James Joyce is very difficult. I can't imagine trying to read this on my own without someone explaining what it is that I'm reading. It's really great. He's on episode, he's in the 300s now. It's a weekly podcast. It used to be about 5 minutes, and he would do just a few sentences, and then he realized that he's just not going to live long enough to get through the entire book if he goes at that pace. So now he's doing like a page at a time, and they're more like 30-minute podcasts, and sometimes he doubles up. In addition, James Joyce does these Baker Dozens, so every 12 episodes, he puts out something extra about James Joyce, the man who lived, 100 years ago. He was part of the whole Paris scene, you know, with Ernest Hemingway and all that. There was one particular episode that I really wanted to share with the Hacker Public community, and this is Rejoice episode 312A, The Dancing Soul. James Joyce had two children, and one of them was, her name was Lucia, and in her adult life, she ended up in a, well, what they used to call insane asylum. She had very severe mental illness, and she lived to be pretty old. I think she died in the 1980s, living most of her life in this institution that her family put her in and supported her through. The Dancing Soul episode was really so beautiful and very moving. I wish I could just put that podcast directly on HPR so you can all listen to it. I emailed Ken Fallon about this and said, hey, what do you think? Maybe I should put this Rejoice episode, Frank Delaney's podcast, on. And Ken said, well, you got to be careful because the James Joyce estate really really protects their estate. And although Frank Delaney didn't do any like direct quotes from any of Joyce's works, I didn't want to get Frank Delaney mad at me. I don't know how the copyright works on his podcast, and I didn't really want to get into that. But look it up, Rejoice, episode 312A, The Dancing Soul. That's all that I wanted to talk about today, all of my podcasts. Maybe this will give you an idea to look and try out some of these podcasts yourself. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.